Welcome back, everyone. So glad you have chosen to join us here at Lots of Love Ministries as we study the names of the one true God. Today is part two of the Name of God series. We will be covering El Elyon and El Olam. And as we began this journey last week, we saw God as Bore, our creator, and Elohim, the mighty one who shaped the universe and still cares for us. Today, we keep building on that foundation because the more we know who God is, the more deeply we can trust him. But before we jump into today's lessons, as always, let's open in prayer. Father, we come before you, grateful for another opportunity to gather in your presence and learn about who you are. We ask that you open our hearts and minds today. Let your word come alive to us. Show us new facets of your greatness. Remind us that you are the Most High and the everlasting God. Quiet every distraction, calm every anxious thought, and help us to see you more clearly. We invite your spirit to lead us, to teach us, and to change us. In Yeshua's name, we pray. Amen. Let me ask you, have you ever felt like life was out of control? Like there were forces, people, circumstances, even time itself, bigger than you, shaping your story? Have you ever wondered if there's anyone truly in charge of it all? Anyone who's not surprised by what surprises us? Today, we meet God as El Elyon, God Most High, and El Olam, the Everlasting God. These are names that lift our eyes above every throne, every fear, and even the ticking clock. Knowing God as Most High and Everlasting changes how we see every authority, every problem, and every season of life. He reigns above all, and he remains forever. Let's discover together what it means to know the one who is above all and beyond all. Genesis 14 tells the story of Abram after a great battle, when he's met by Melchizedek, King of Salem and priest of El Elyon, God Most High. Melchizedek blesses Abram, saying, "Blessed be Abram by El Elyon, creator of heaven and earth, and blessed be El Elyon, who delivered your enemies into your hand." El Elyon means the Most High God, the God who is above every other power, every other ruler, every other so-called God. Psalm 97:9 says, "For you, Lord, are most high over all the earth. You are exalted far above all gods." We live in a world with many voices claiming authority, governments, bosses, cultural trends, even our own anxieties. But the name El Elyon reminds us there is no one above our God. He is not just one among many. He is supreme. No power, no problem, no enemy, no circumstance can dethrone him. This means we don't have to be afraid of what's above us or around us. The Most High is for us. The Most High is with us. Whatever battles you're facing, whatever forces feel too strong, remember, El Elyon is higher still. He is the one who delivers, who blesses, who reigns without rival. But God is not just Most High. He is also El Olam, the everlasting God. Genesis 21:33 tells us, "Abraham planted a tamarisk tree in Beersheba, and there he called on the name of the Lord, the everlasting God, El Olam." Isaiah 40:28 echoes this. "Do you not know Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. El Olam means God is outside of time. He doesn't age, doesn't fade, doesn't get surprised or exhausted. He is unchanging, eternal, our anchor in every season. Isn't that encouraging? Because I know we all age. We all get surprised by things and get exhausted. So it's a comfort to know that we can anchor ourselves in every season in El Olam, the one is outside of time. Because we change, the world changes, our feelings, our bodies, our circumstances, all shift and pass away. But God remains. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He sees the end from the beginning and holds every moment in his hands. Oh, hallelujah. That's encouraging. That means when life feels unstable, when we lose something or someone, when the future feels uncertain, we can rest in the arms of the everlasting God. He is our security. He is our foundation. Nothing outlasts him. Nothing sneaks up on him. And nothing shakes him. Everything will be shaken except God. We will be shaken. But when we're shaken, let's remember, we serve a God who is not shaken, who knows the beginning from the end, who's not surprised. He's in control. We can rest in him. Hallelujah. But let me ask you, where do you need to trust God as most high? Are there situations or people that feel too powerful, too overwhelming? El Elyon is above them all. Where do you need to lean on the everlasting God? Are you worried about your future? Struggling to let go of the past? El Olam is not limited by time. He is faithful in every moment. Let's take a moment to speak truth over our lives, declaring and decreeing what God's word says about El Elyon and El Olam. As you say these, let them be more than words. Let them be anchors for your soul. So the first is based on Psalm 97:9. It says, "For you, Adonai, are Elyon above all the earth. You are exalted far above all gods." So repeat after me. I declare that El Elyon, God Most High, is above every power and authority in my life. The second one is Genesis 14:19-20, which says, "Blessed be Abram by El Elyon, creator of heaven and earth, and blessed be El Elyon, who gave over your enemies into your hand." So repeat after me. I decree that no circumstance, no enemy, and no fear can stand against the Most High God who fights for me. Third one is Genesis 21:33, which says, "Abraham planted a tamarisk tree in Beersheba and called there on the name of Adonai, the everlasting God." So repeat after me. I declare that El Olam, everlasting God, is my foundation and my refuge. Isaiah 40:28 says, "Have you not known? Have you not heard? Adonai is the eternal God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not grow tired or weary. His understanding is unsearchable." So repeat after me. I decree that my past, present, and future are secure in the hands of the one who is eternal and unchanging. And this last one is based on Psalm 119:90. It says, your faithfulness is from generation to generation. You established the earth and it stands. So repeat after me. I declare that God's faithfulness endures through all generations and his promises never fail. Well, I don't know about you, but I feel very encouraged after that. Knowing that God is my foundation and my refuge, the one who is eternal and unchanging, and his promises never fail. Oh my goodness, isn't that encouraging? Yeah. That lifts me up in my spirit to be reminded of these truths. We serve a God everlasting, God Most High. So now let's close in prayer. El Elyon, we trust you above every other name and every other power. You are the Most High, and there is none besides you. El Olam, we rest in your everlasting arms. You are eternal, unchanging, and your faithfulness never ends. Today, we lift our eyes to you, higher than our fears, higher than our struggles. Remind us that you reign above all, that you never change, and that you hold us close. Where we feel powerless, be our strength. Where we feel lost in time, be our anchor. Fill us with your peace, your security, and your victory. We trust you, the Most High and everlasting God. In Yeshua's name, amen. What a gift to worship the God who is Most High and everlasting. May this week be filled with reminders of his supremacy and his faithfulness. Next week, we'll meet God as Almighty and All-Sufficient, El Shaddai. So as you go, may you rest secure in the arms of the one who is above all and beyond all, always there, bringing shalom to your home.